Congressman Jeff Miller is chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee and my guest. Congressman Miller, you're introducing legislation to bring some accountability that you believe is necessary at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Tell me the chain of events that you have covered in your committee that make you believe this legislation is necessary, sir.
For a number of years now, we have been trying to get VA to accept responsibility and to be accountable and to hold their employees accountable for some of the errors that they've been making. And for some reason, VA is not able to do that. And hopefully this piece of legislation will stir them to do something a little more proactive.
Are you just concerned about the issues with accountability at the VA hospitals that you detail in the material that we have linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth? Or are there other issues inside VA, not just the medical centers, that you're worried about as well?
I'm concerned with all of VA because it appears that they just don't want to hold their employees accountable. And, you know, certainly when you have deaths that never should have occurred, that is where a primary focus has been with those that have died in VA hospitals that were preventable. But I would say that transparency and accountability at the Department of Veterans Affairs is almost non-existent.
Would this bill set some kind of a requirement for disciplinary actions? Because even if the VA officials had the ability to hold officials accountable, as you call for in this bill, doesn't necessarily mean they'd do it.
No, and you know, that's the one unfortunate thing. I just want to be able to provide them all of the necessary tools that they would need in order to do their job properly. VA has already said that, you know, they have the necessary tools that they need. They can hold people accountable. And I want to know when and where, because we're still finding places where there were preventable deaths and other issues that have occurred that nobody has been disciplined, nobody has been fired, and that's just not acceptable.
What are some specific examples, Mr. Chairman, of some people that would have been able to be fired under this bill that haven't been that you'd like to see changed?
I don't necessarily know if VA couldn't fire them now as it is, but for some reason VA is not doing it. This piece of legislation is hopefully going to remove any roadblock or impediment and allow them, in fact, to do it. I have been saying for well over a year, maybe almost 2 years now, that you know, VA needs to quit being afraid of disciplining poor performing employees. It's easier to get a bonus at VA than it is to get fired.
You've been talking about the issues about the bonuses for a long time, too. How much of that is rolled into this legislation, or is that a separate issue that you want to address legislatively?
I have a separate piece of legislation that was rolled into a larger package just a couple of weeks ago that basically suspends for 5 years executive bonuses. VA is opposed to that because they say that it will keep them from recruiting good quality folks. But look, VA needs to know what to do. And unfortunately, we've got very egregious issues where people have got very large bonuses even after they have not just missed their goals, but badly missed their goals.
Is another element of this legislation, sir, the fact that higher-level leaders at VA will be accountable to you and the other members of your committee? It strikes me that if you've removed all the roadblocks and the changes you don't want still don't happen, I imagine you'll call a couple of hearings.
I expect that we will have hearings throughout the year. I have asked on repeated occasions for the president to hold the secretary accountable, and of course that would require the secretary to hold his mid-level managers and line individuals accountable for what they do. Again, the only person that without question can make a change is the President of the United States, and this administration, for some reason, does not want to seem to engage where disciplinary actions are necessary.
Jeff Miller, Congressman from Florida, is chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Mr. Chairman, do you want to see President Obama change the top of the Department of Veterans Affairs? Do you believe that it's time for Secretary Shinseki to leave the agency?
I have resisted a call for his resignation for a couple of years now. I know that Secretary Shinseki, at his heart, wants to do the right thing, but I do not think that his mid-level management has been serving him well. I don't believe that they keep him informed as to the issues that are critical to this committee, and that's why we have the Files and Transparency website up that shows over 100 requests for information from the Department of Veterans Affairs. We continually keep him informed as to the issues that are being raised to us by other members of Congress, and I because if he succeeds, the veterans of our country are well served.
I want to go back to the legislation for a moment, please, Mr. Chairman. Does this bill include specific performance metrics that leaders will use when they hold these officials accountable, or does it allow for the establishment of those metrics so that the employees can have some sense that they're not going to be subject just to the whims of their supervisors?
Well, a little of both. It gives some very clear suggestions, and I think that, you know, that is appropriate. I don't want to mandate through legislation, if at all possible, what goals VA should set for themselves. I think they know what they're capable of doing. I think the most important thing is being able to get VA to get rid of those employees out there that consistently will not do a good job.
Mr. Chairman, Marco Rubio, Senator from your home state of Florida, has a piece of legislation, companion piece in the Senate. Are there differences between those two bills, or do they look very similar?
They look very similar, and I would expect that we will be able to get hearings on both pieces of legislation quickly, and hopefully we'll be able to pass them out of the Senate and the House and be able to move this issue forward. I don't want to load it down with other things that may in fact cause political consternation. I'd like to have a clean bill if at all possible, and let's go forward and send this to the president so that we can start having some accountability.
Do you have a sense of where Senator Sanders, the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, is on this issue, sir?
I have not had an opportunity to talk with the senator about this particular piece of legislation. We have in the last couple of weeks discussed his major bill that he has out there right now, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk in the next week or two about this one in specifics.